2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
It's on the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. Well, I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again.
Welcome to hour number two of KSL Outdoors Radio today. It is exciting for me to be able to present this hour and sort of summarize the week that we've had together with both family and friends and two new friends who happen to be the guides on our planned European tour through the Alps for the last 5 or 6 days. And my brother Ken is here with me, and you can verify, of course, that this has been a conversation between the two of us for how long now? 3 years, I guess.
At the very least, 3 years, yeah.
And this was a trip that was supposed to happen last year in the month of August, and like everyone else listening today, the pandemic, the COVID across the world really shut everything down. And for us, and I would think for a lot of people in 2021, getting back to a quote-unquote normal life has been an important thing. And for us, this was a sign that things are getting back to normal for our family and for our friends.
Yeah, it was incredible. The disappointment of last year was totally canceled by the elation of this year, for sure.
Yeah. I want to introduce you to our two guides here, Stefan and Tomas. And let Tomas start here by giving us just a little background, first of all, about you, but also about Edelweiss. Brian, who we'll bring into the conversation a little bit later and has joined us on some of our crazy road trips, including Colorado last summer, talked about being a kid who loved motorcycles, and he remembers magazines all those years ago that had Edelweiss and advertised somewhere in the back of that magazine. Edelweiss is now, I think, in its 40th year, right?
Yeah, right. Edelweiss is 40 years old now, so Edelweiss was the first company that guided tours in Russia, for example, and that guided tours in Israel, for example. So, and it's 40 years of doing guided motorcycle tours, and it's one of the biggest providers of guided motorcycle tours around the world.
How long have you been with the company?
I've been with the company since 2018, the end of 2018.
So you were in before the pandemic happened. You've seen the impact that this has had, not only on Edelweiss, but over here in Europe, the impact on people in different countries. You are from Germany, Cologne, Germany, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that's right. And it's exactly what you said. I have some friends doing some stuff with driving around with rickshaws, like bicycles, carrying around tourists. And they fell in big problems during the COVID pandemic. So, and also Edelweiss don't have so much tours. At least in 2020, I think there are only 3 or 4 tours running.
Mm. Stefan, lean in here. The music that you heard leading in, and actually I'm going to twist his arm and get him to do it for each of our segments in this hour, was Stefan with his guitar here, the bone guitar, which actually folds into a little piece and fits in a slick little zipper case, and you carry it with you along with a small amplifier, and you sing wherever you go.
Yeah, that's right. So the piano was too heavy to carry, so I decided to take the guitar with me and cheer up my new friends and everyone who comes along. I think it's a great way to find a conversation, even if you don't speak the same language.
Mm. Music is a universal language. We've heard that so many times. You're a musician. This is your first trip with Edelweiss, as I understand it, your first tour.
Yeah, right. I just started this year, and I had 2 tours up front coming, but they were both canceled. And so I was really looking forward to do this Harley tour, because I do love Hollis, and I do love Hollis going around hairpins.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's something we'll get into in the next segment, is the challenge of taking a full-dress Harley that probably weighs 900 pounds or so around some of these hairpin turns. And my brother Ken actually teaches beginning classes for Harley Davidson in Missoula, Montana. You know the struggles that you can have on a machine this size, but these roads of the Alps really put it through the test.
Yeah, we had to reach deep into our fundamentals of motorcycling and remember the head turned, eyes up, all the things we talk about. Beginners really came back to play for the challenges we had over this week.
We should tell you that we're sitting here about 10:30 at night. The restaurant has closed down. It's dark. And we twisted these guys' arms to stay up a little bit later so that we could share some of our experiences with you. I told you that Tomas is from Cologne, Germany. Stefan, you are from Switzerland. Not originally, though, right?
No, I was born and raised in the south of Germany called Bavaria. And now for 15 years I live in Switzerland, in the southeast part of it. Close to the oldest town of Switzerland called Chur. Mm. Yeah, and well, I do love mountains, and well, I'm a country boy. I can't stay in cities for too long.
He's not just a country boy, he knows a lot of country songs, and we're going to share some with you a little later in this hour. So this tour, Ken, is known as Peaks and Passes. I guess in a simple form, that's what this 6 days was all about.
Totally. We were trying to recall today how many passes we did a day. We came down to 3, 4. Some of them were incredible. The height that we got to, the number of turns we had. Yeah, it was crazy.
We'll get into the specifics of day 1 and 2 and then day 3 and 4 in our coming segments. But Tomas, if you can, just give an overview to our listeners of what the Peaks and Passes tour was meant to do. First of all, including the legendary Stelvio Pass, which I think in and of itself has 80 of these hairpin turns we're talking about.
So, yeah, so this tour should give you an overview of riding a motorcycle in the Alps. And it's especially doing this with a Harley is quite challenging, but in case you did it, and you did it very well, guys. Yeah. So you have been some of the world famous mountain passes, like Passo di Stelvio, the Großglockner High Alpine Road. It's a panorama road, and Gavia Pass and stuff like this. Some of these passes are quite challenging by riding it with one of these big enduro bikes. So doing it with a Harley is challenging, but the feeling, I think, ending up this tour on top of these passes is a very unique feeling. Mm. So, and this is what the essence of this tour is, to give you an overview of this miniature wonderland. We figured ours might be a good word, Europe, and it's all close together. It's all might a little smaller than in the US, but it's beautiful.
Yeah. How rare is it that you get Harley Davidson tours? I know Edelweiss has all kinds of bikes. But we looked in your shop today, and we were riding most of the Harleys that were in the fleet. So how rare is it that you get this many Harley Davidson riders on these tours?
It's not that rare. Actually, we have a lot of tours. We have one Harley with on the tour, and the other motorcycles are BMW, Honda, and stuff like this. We have a few of only Harley tours. And for example, when we started providing tours with Edelweiss Bike Travel in Cuba, the first tours in Cuba were only Harley tours. Mm. So we had a partner in Germany. They did the maintenance, and they maintained the bike and did the service. So now we have our own kind of motorcycle rental in Cuba, and providing tours also with other motorcycles. But it's not. But we have a lot of Harley riders, and we had a lot more Harleys that you see in the shop today.
Yeah, we've only got about a minute left here, Stefan. But Edelweiss, really, when we say they go all over the world, they go everywhere, right?
Yeah, I think at least at five different continents. So probably there's a sixth one we haven't discovered yet, but we will go for it.
And each one has its own personality, I guess. If you're going to go to Africa, or if you're going to go to Cuba, or if you're going to go somewhere else, they all have their own little personality to them.
Yeah, they do a lot of scouting before, and they try to give you the best ride there is. So we want the customers to see as most or as much as possible from the country and from all the things you can get with it, but in the best way, that you have a good overview of the countries or even the continents. It doesn't matter where you go, but we just want you to see the best what is around, and yeah, of course the best ride there is.
Well, we felt like we got the best of the Alps, I'll tell you that. This whole thing started for me a couple of years ago. Listeners of KSL, of course, know that I traveled the world quite a bit with Glory Kickboxing, and whenever I had a Glory show in certain parts of the world, I would research areas around it and plan a couple of days to go sightseeing, and I was drawn to the Dolomites. And on our second day, we got to ride down into the Dolomites, and I said it when I put post on Facebook, pictures do not do it justice. That is just part of the ride we're going to be able to tell you about. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, another one of our buddies and the sponsor of this show, Roger Eggett from Bear River Lodge and Trax Power Sports, tagged along on this trip with his lovely wife, Jamie, and we're going to bring him into the conversation. We'll summarize day one and two for you when we come back on KSL Outdoors.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Us back into our second break of the hour. Just great stuff. Fantastic musician and one of our guides on this trip from Edelweiss. I want to summarize day one and day two. We started in Seafeld. We ended in Seafeld. I mentioned in that first segment we're sitting in the hotel here in Seafeld. And you were the guide on the first day, Stefan. So talk us through this trip to Cowles, and I guess the highlight would be Großglockner, but you never know what you're going to get as a guide in the first day. So tell me what you were watching for with this group as we headed out.
Well, yeah, that's right. You never know what you get. Life's like a box of chocolate. So you got five riders you haven't seen before. They're all on big, heavy-duty Harleys, and you know how heavy they are when you have to pick them up. So the first thing you think is, I hope they can ride, and if they fall, nothing will happen, and they can pick it up by themselves. So the other thing is worrying about the weather. I don't do weather apps anymore. I wake up in the morning, look outside, and see what's going on. So it was looking not too bad, because it was raining the whole night, so the clouds should be empty sometimes. So we were running through Germany, and we stopped at the Geisterklamm, where I made up some fairy tales for you guys. And we did a little walk down there at the bridge, and we're looking for the ghosts and the dwarfs and the gnomes and all this stuff. But they were hiding. I think probably you, Tim, were looking too scary for them.
For those, he's trying to describe this. We parked our bikes and just walked down this trail where there were some long walkways. Really, they were bridges that went across this great valley where you could look down on the river coming through and heard some stories. And it was a little misty in the air that morning.
Oh, yeah, it was misty in the morning. When we get to Germany, we did the Wallgau, and when I did the pre-ride, the road was closed, and so I was very happy that it was open. And when I saw the off-road part with the 850-900 pounds bike, I thought, yep, that will be challenging. But once we get through, I know the guys, they know how to handle their bikes, so that gave me quite a good feeling for the rest who was coming up.
Well, The first challenge for everybody was something called Großglockner, which is a famous pass over here. And this will give you a little idea of what we encountered when we got up there.
And if you ever saw it, you might even see it glow.
We could have used Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer to get us over that peak that morning. We didn't know until later in the day. Stefan told us he'd only taken this road twice, and you're still wondering what it looks like at the top because we were so fogged in that the visibility was almost zero.
Or below. I'm not pretty sure. Well, the thing was, the guy at the pay station down, he told me not to go because they have a weather warning. And I thought, well, we might have a look. And so we were going up, and we got passed by two other motorcycles, BMW drivers. They were quite going fast, but also we saw them fast again, but coming down and telling us not to go. But, well, if we would ride a BMW, probably we would turn around, but we were just cleaning up our shades and following the red light who was in front.
Yeah. And it was a little scary for us, and we were watching the center lines. I mentioned that my buddy, Roger Eggett, is on this trip with us from Bear River Lodge and Trax Power Sports. You were following him, and there were times, and we've actually got video to prove it that I posted on Facebook, that taillight disappeared, and all we were relying on at the top were the dotted lines down the middle of the road.
Yeah, hi, Tim.
Hey. Hi, Roger.
Hey, nice to be back here. It got dark. It got foggy. The clouds had set in, and then the snow and the rain started. And I wear prescription sunglasses, and it got dark, and they were fogged up. And I was looking at Stefan's tail light, and that's all I could see. And Jamie said, if he goes off a cliff, stop.
Yeah, the problem was we'd never been on the road. We didn't know which way the road was going to turn. Großglockner, by the way, Austria's highest mountain, reached up to 12,465 feet. So that's where we were when we hit this. But as we came off the other side, and this was definitely the highlight of not just day one, but one of the highlights of the week, as we came off the other side and dropped below those clouds, the view is spectacular, and everything in Austria is green.
Yeah, we were just happy, because otherwise the next pass we were going would probably look like the same. But like they say, when angels travel, the weather probably follows, and so it was bright. Bright sky, and so we had a wee stop before we did the next pass, and well, we were just lucky, because we thought that would be the rain done for the week. Almost.
Almost. And it almost was. We actually were very blessed with great weather. Part of the highlights of that day too, was the Krimmel, I hope I say that right, waterfalls, Krimmel?
Yeah, Krimmel Falls.
Krimmel Falls, the highest waterfalls in Europe, the fifth highest in the world, just a spectacular view from across the way. We have to take another break, and I knew this was going to be difficult to try and summarize 6 days of riding, but I want to talk to Roger a little bit more about Trax Power Sports. Believe it or not, this guy's doing business at midnight on his phone. One of these days, we're going to go on a vacation, a real vacation, and have to leave your phone at home, where you're not listing real estate, selling real estate, fixing rental vehicles back home or selling cabins. We'll talk more as we get you a news update next on the half hour, and then we'll walk through some of the other highlights of day 2, 3, 4, and 5, and I'll bring Tomas back into the conversation. Stay with us. More of KSL Outdoors Radio is coming right up.
KSL FM
Radio.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was 3 blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.